Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we listen to a portion of a video put together by the Indianola schools about Veterans Day, as well as Kat Burnett with the Indianola Hy-Vee about celebrating veterans.
What does freedom mean to you?
You can be whoever you want, choose your own choices, and like do whatever you want.
I love America because it's a country that I can feel free and do what I want, and it makes me feel like that I can believe myself, that I can do a lot more things when I get older.
It's important to celebrate Veterans Day because then you get to respect all the people that have fought for our freedom and our country, and you just get to, you know, kind of see what they've done for us and see where we've been.
It's important to celebrate Veterans Day because our veterans help us and help us our state stay safe.
Why do you love America?
Because there's opportunity to do whatever you want here.
Why should we celebrate Veterans Day?
Because the veterans fight for us and they keep us safe.
We should celebrate Veterans Day because people went to war and fought for us so we can have freedom in our lives.
I love America because of all the veterans that are protecting our country from all other countries that are trying to attack us.
What does freedom mean to you?
I think freedom means that people being able to have their own rights and like choose what they want to do with their life without like people being able to do it for them.
Why is it important to celebrate Veterans Day?
To show our love and support to all those veterans that are basically just helping and risking their lives for us. And I think we sometimes take it for granted, but in the end, we should always thank them, so yeah.
Why is it important to celebrate Veterans Day?
Mr. Halstead here, 8th grade history, 2020. We start with the American Revolution. 25,000 people died. It certainly changed the status quo. Then we go through the Civil War, and these Warren County boys, John Lewin from Indianola, died Andersonville, 1864. William Clapp died Jackson, Mississippi. Colbus Lucan died. Hiram Moon from Palmyra. Robert Moore from Carlisle died March 25th of disease. Warren County boys never came back, many of them. And some of them are buried in Indianola, some of them are buried here in the South. So I just think it's important to remember all veterans, and it started a long time ago, and we certainly need to pay our respects forever. Thank you.
Indianola Hy-Vee Veterans Day breakfast. First of all, tell us a little bit about setting it up this year. I know it's a little bit different than in years past.
Yep, no, usually we do it out at the church. So this year we are doing the drive-up. I was a little worried yesterday with the rain and the cold, but it turned out to be a great day. Wasn't too cold this morning, but getting the tent and everything out here, easy breezy. So super smooth this year. Maybe it's something we'll continue next year.
Well, absolutely. So talk a little bit about setting it up. I know it's not an easy thing to move food production. You know, there's transport, there's everything, but I think it was all worth it this year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a great thing to be on site and be able just to be able to run back inside and outside. But we have our Cambros, we have all of our necessary equipment just to keep everything warm, all the stuff to keep cold. So just moving it back and forth wasn't too bad of a thing.
All right, we'll talk about, participation this year. How many veterans have come through so far? I know we're pretty much at the end of today's breakfast. Good participation?
Yeah, no. We weren't expecting high numbers just with the drive-up and COVID and everything this year. But we're sitting right above 300, which normally we do around 500. So still a pretty decent number compared to last year. Great. We had a bunch of people volunteering, asking if they can come in. So still people just really wanting to help all over the store.
We'll definitely talk a little bit about that volunteering aspect, because I know this isn't usually just a Hy-Vee employee thing. There are members of the community who like to come out and contribute.
Yep, absolutely. We had people from all over the store asking if they could help. We've had people reaching out just from the community, asking if they can come volunteer a couple hours. And we had some people here directing traffic earlier this morning, helping with the buffet line. Just made everything super smooth.
All right, well, what did veterans get for breakfast this morning? Well, it smells delicious,
yeah,
I can say.
Amazing. We had a great egg bake with onions and green peppers. Then we had bacon, sausage, biscuit with gravy. And then we had some yummy cinnamon rolls. And then we had some coffee, water, and OJ, whichever they wanted.
All right, well, what does it mean to be able to come out and do something like this on Veterans Day? I think especially this year where, hey, it's probably been a little bit harder on everybody.
Yeah, no, it's still great just to see the turnout, just to be able to talk to everybody. Everyone has such a great positive attitude coming through. We didn't get the connections that we did last year, being able to talk, but still just having those quick chit-chats and just being able to thank them and them thanking us, it was great.
There's also some, I believe, ongoing things that Hy-Vee is doing about veterans and supporting veterans organizations. Mm-hmm. Things later going on throughout the day today and then throughout the month as well, correct?
Yep, absolutely. We do have today only for everybody, 15% off, just a Veterans Day special.
Yeah. All right. And then I believe you can round up at the register, mm-hmm. I want to say?
Yep, mm-hmm. Just go ahead and whenever you're checking out, you can just round up. Super easy. The checker takes care of it for you.
All right, well, if there's anything else people would like to know about Veterans Day and Hy-Vee, how can they get in contact, maybe if they wanted to help out, and for a future, I guess?
Yep, you can always reach out to us on any social media platform, to our store directly or to any store in the company, or you can always call the store and ask for our marketing manager or HR.
All right, well, any final thoughts about today's, I think, pretty successful event?
Yeah, it was a great turnout, really impressed with it. Definitely probably something we'll do in the future, doing the drive-up.
Once again, that was Indianola School District students discussing Veterans Day, as well as Kat Burnett with the Indianola Hy-Vee. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.